I'm Bill Radke. I begin my days and end my days with technology. My iPhone alarm goes off. I check the news and my email. I stream the radio. I surf the web by day. And I fall asleep to the sound of my white noise app. Now, if you're like me, are you just modern or are you app dependent? There's a new book out called The App Generation. The co-author, Katie Davis, teaches at the University of Washington Information School. I asked her, how do you know when you're app dependent?
When someone uses apps and really any sort of new digital technology as a starting point, a middle point, and an end point, sort of their go-to source for any answer, any source of social connection, even for self-expression, that really for us is what we call app dependence.
Now, Katie Davis is not a Luddite. She uses GPS to get places sometimes, but she is troubled by the way people, especially young people, express themselves and limit themselves.
If you're using an app, a creativity app, maybe a painting app or a music app to compose a song or to paint a picture, it's important to realize that your range of what you can do is going to be constrained by what the app developer has programmed into that app. So your color palette is going to be constrained in some ways by the colors that the app developer has chosen to put in there.
And I feel a metaphor there. Your palette is limited.
Exactly.
We asked our KUOW listeners how they might be app dependent or what apps they love. We asked this ironically on our Facebook page. Shannon says she uses Google for those mommy brain moments, Ziplist for my husband and I to synchronize the shopping list, Mosaic for making quick, beautiful little albums for friends and vacations, Amazon Prime for all the things I don't want to run all over looking for, and Time Hop, which shows me posts I've made 1, 2, 3-plus years ago today. Having a 3-year-old daughter, it's a great way to revisit those forgotten moments.
Well, I think the Time Hop is really interesting. That's something that I've given a bit of thought to. I think it's a really cool idea to be able to see what you did on this day a year ago, 2 years ago. At first, I think it's really cool. But when I think about it a little bit longer, I get a little bit nervous because that means that my memory all of a sudden, my memory and my sense of myself is going to be shaped by this particular technology. And so my memory is kind of outsourced to this app.
Another KUOW listener we heard from, I loved this. This is from Michael. He says, cyclists will understand the urgent need to map our rides or it's like they didn't happen. And he talks about this app that compares your ride to every other user who's taken the same route. And he says, every rider I know gets hooked at some point. I even get disappointed when I forget to record it. I can't figure out if the beauty and thrill of riding fades when I realize I forgot or increases when I reflect on the ride in the absence of stats. He's not sure.
Yeah, I can identify so much with that because I'm a runner. And I, about 6 months ago, I downloaded a running app, and now if I ever forget to turn it on when I'm running, I feel like the run never happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
You of all people, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I think part of that need to, it's sort of our, it feeds into our need to document and remember, and also to feel that we're making progress and advancing and getting better in some way, and having those cold hard stats really helps you. But you know, sometimes I think, why isn't it just enough for me to just go out for a run?
That's author Katie Davis there. She admitted to me that this is an area where she might be a little bit app dependent herself. She teaches in the University of Washington Information School, and her book is called The App Generation. Now, as I said, she does use GPS sometimes, but Katie Davis suggests that you might try getting around on your own. You might just get to know your world instead of just your map.